About three times a year, St. Louis School in Bury St. Edmunds invites priests from the neighbourhood and from all the parishes round about to be there for a morning and to be available for pupils who each come to one of the seven or eight priests to have reconciliation, to have a prayer, a blessing, or a chat. And the times I've been there, I've been very encouraged by the sincerity of the young people, by the evidence of very good RE teaching, and the lovely openness of these 9 to 13 year olds, which is so different from the image you get of them from the press. But it is equally true to say that I've come away each time with a heavy heart, because the pupils who opt for a chat tell us, priests, of the anxieties and the fears and the worries that they endure. And some of these stories would break anybody's heart. Yesterday's Times reported that on Tuesday, the Chief Medical Officer for England, Dame Sally Davis, will give evidence to the House of Commons Health Committee, which has launched a huge inquiry into child and teenage mental health. And the news before that inquiry is that illnesses which up to recently affected teenagers are now common among the 7 or 8 year olds. And the firmly researched fact that 3/4 of all adult mental health problems begin before the age of 14. Surely a very good thing that these problems are being faced and given proper attention. But I remember a doctor saying to me many years ago, "Father, 90%, over 90% of the people I see in my surgery are suffering from over-anxiety. That is not a medical problem," he said. "It's a spiritual problem. And what is the church doing about it?" Every bookshop you go into these days has a section marked self-help. And they're crammed, the shelves, with books on how to lose weight, how to avoid mental health problems, etc. But in today's gospel, there is Jesus' offer of help or his advice. He says, "Trust in God." And it is the greatest message of advice that we've ever been given. It may be simple, but it is the most powerful reason ever put before human beings for not being anxious. Those words of Jesus we have just heard. "Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they are?" Think of the flowers growing in the fields. They never have to work or spin. Yet I assure you that not even Solomon in all his regalia was robed like one of these. Now, if that is how God clothes the grass in the field, which is there today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, will he not much more look after you, you of little faith? So do not worry. If I were to say the answer to the huge problems of anxiety are there in Jesus' words, if I were to say that, the non-believer would reply, "But you would say that, wouldn't you? It's your job." So let me offer the wise words of one of the truly great self-help books in our time, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And what he writes is very important. "Since ancient times, spiritual masters of all traditions have pointed to living in the now as the key to living in life-threatening situations. Despite this," he writes, "it seems to have remained a secret. It is certainly not taught in our churches. If you go into a church today, you may hear readings from the Gospels. You might hear the passage about the beautiful flowers that are not anxious about tomorrow, but live at ease and are provided for abundantly by God. And he concludes, "The depth and radical nature of these teachings are not recognized. No one seems to realize that they are meant to be lived, and so bring about a profound inner transformation."